Here's a Studio 92 exclusive.
Thank you very much.
From WTTSFM.com.
Thank you, David. And it seems like you're always so busy. You're always on the road. You've been around here a few times, but yet somehow in the middle of all of this, you've been quite prolific. I mean, you had two albums with inside a year, and now you've got an EP, The Live from Dublin, that's a digital download.
Yeah.
How do you find time to write and tour? It seems like such a hectic schedule.
Yeah, I guess it has been hectic. You know, that's the truth of it. I'm a little bit burned out by it all, so I do need to, you know, take a little bit of time to one side. I did have a break between the... We did a big tour with Ray LaMontagne last summer, and that wound up by the time we'd finished it back in the UK. It was the end of September, really. So once that was done, I did take a break between then and Christmas. But then this tour got put in. I wasn't planning to tour this record so quickly, but we did. So it's been fairly non-stop, but I needed that little break. I was really burned out after the Draw the Line tour. It's a long old time. So I guess I'm always writing. I've not really been putting myself under pressure in the way that I will from that this point on. As soon as this tour finishes, then it's time to get down to the business of making another record. So, but just in order to feel like that, you've got to give yourself a little bit of a break. Otherwise, it's just like, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, you know, to go back a couple of records, one of your big hits was Stella the Artist. And this isn't a request. Please don't misunderstand. But but Stella, as I understand it, is kind of your muse or a voice in your head. Is this a real person? What is this?
Yeah, some songs, they just don't sort of unravel in the most obvious way. That one just came along, and it was just a big sound. It was a mighty sound. We put a great big grand piano, and we sort of amped it up and put it through a tremolo, so it just sounded absolutely enormous with a great big effect on it. So I was playing that, and Keith was hitting a sort of thunderous thing on the drums, and it just became this massive song. And the vocal just kind of joined in with the fun, and I never really managed to turn it into anything more meaningful than what it was. But yes, it's a sort of song to the muse, I suppose. It's the best I can come up with.
And at the end of this week, you know, he talked about his hectic schedule. I don't even want him to think about it because I think he's got a couple more stops before he gets to what I'm talking about. But the Dave Matthews Caravan in Chicago?
Indeed, yeah. We've got that to do as well. That's a whole different kettle of fish. So we do a different show. The show we'll do tonight is the Lost and Found show, which is like an acoustic show where everything's mic'd up. So you've got real piano and cello, harmonium, double bass. So it's quieter, but I think it sounds better for it. And then the Matthews show, you can't do that kind of thing on a big stage, so it's the back to the electric show, more like what we were doing last year. Mm-hmm. But with a bit of extra backing vocals and bits and pieces thrown in there.
Were you in Atlantic City too at the Dave Matthews Caravan? Were you? Okay.
Yeah,
all right,
that's a nice spot right there.
So this
I'll be booking my holidays as soon as I go home.
is this the first obvious year that, you know, the Dave Matthews Caravan's been out there? How's the organization been?
Well, it's a big thing, isn't it? You know, I didn't realize the scale of what they were doing. I didn't realize it was night after night, and, you know, hour after hour, jamming their asses off. It's big. I mean that wasn't a particularly picturesque little spot there, New Jersey. I've got nothing in for New Jersey. We flew over it after the show. We took a helicopter back to New York in a kind of rock and roll kind of way. And it was all just trees, but where we played the show was just like a sort of disused airport that was kind of a dust bowl for the weekend. So it wasn't the most spiritually uplifting environment. But people seem to be having a good time. I think they come out to party, don't they?
I think so. How about the Regis and Kelly in the early CBS early show experience?
That was early start. That was the next day. That's why we chop it in. We had to. That was a very early start in the morning. Singing at sort of 8 o'clock in the morning is, you know, I think it's actually against the rules. There's EU over in Europe, it's not allowed anymore, but it still passes over here.
Well, David, we certainly enjoy all the fruits of your labor, and we're glad to have you here in Indianapolis. Will you please once again welcome David Gray?